This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. I'll share more from the autobiography of Jean Duncan Robinson Haugvit, which was shared with the Rose Oconee Museum by her daughter, Marlis Olson. Last week's story ended at the time that Jean and her husband, Glenn Robinson, and their first baby, Ruth, had moved to a farm near Badger. It had no modern conveniences, but it was their home temporarily, and they planned to build a more permanent home closer to the road. The U.S. had entered the war in Europe, and young men were being drafted. Glenn was classified 1A, but as a farmer and family man, he was deferred. His sister Alice's boyfriend, Clinton Dahl, did get drafted for service and was stationed in Little Rock, Arkansas. When Alice and her sister June graduated from high school, Alice wanted very much to go to Arkansas so she and Clinton could be married before he was sent overseas. Her parents worried about her going so far away alone, so June decided she would go with her if her parents consented. Alice and June did go to Little Rock, where they each found employment in an office. Alice and Clinton were married there on October 3, 1942. Later, Clinton was sent overseas, and June and Alice returned home. Jean and Glenn were expecting a baby again in March of 1944. Jean's sister Violet had finished eighth grade in the country school. Jean and Glenn decided she could come and stay with them and go to high school in Badger. She could also help when the baby came. Aunt Hannah thought that was a good idea, so Violet moved in with them that fall. She had to walk out to the main road to catch the bus, but it was no further than she had walked to school before. Money was scarce, so there wasn't much with which to pay Violet, but she had the necessities for school and a little besides. She helped Glenn with the chores in the evening, as well as helping Jean take care of baby Ruth. She wasn't fond of school, but she tried. Ruth learned to walk and talk early, and her parents told her she was going to have a baby brother, they hoped. She was nearly completely potty trained and out of diapers before the baby came when she was 1 1/2. At that time, they used flannel diapers cut and sewn out of yards of flannel. They had to be washed every day, which was no small chore when they had to be scrubbed clean on a washboard. Glenn had made Jean 2 long benches so she could sit beside the washtub while she scrubbed the clothes. March 1944, the baby's due date came in like a lion. It was the worst storm of the winter. Jean had false labor pains the first part of March, right in the midst of the storm. They hurried and packed things together and headed for Roseau. Grandma Robinson had a friend who owned the hotel in Roseau, so she made arrangements for Jean to stay there until she had to go to the hospital. Mrs. Loring made her comfortable in one of her rooms, and Jean waited anxiously for the storm to abate. She was there a few days, and the pains never got any worse, so she moved back to the Robinson farm, where little Ruth had been left with Grandpa and Grandma. It was almost 2 weeks later when the real labor pains came. Dr. Jack examined her at the Bud Hospital, gave her an injection to make her sleep, since birth wasn't imminent, and left her alone in one of the rooms upstairs. There was a shortage of help because of the needs of World War II, but Jean said aides looked in on her at different times as she slept soundly. When the doctor stopped in to check on her in the evening, she was just waking up. They wheeled her into the delivery room just in time for her Sunday child to be born. She had just a little fuzz on top of her head and only cried when she was delivered. She was named Linda Jean and remained a very contented baby. 3 months later, Jean was pregnant again. Dr. Jack had been drafted for the service, so his father, Dr. J.L. Delmore Sr., was Jean's doctor for the birth of their third daughter, who was named Marlis. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our Coney stories.